For now, the measures announced in this year's budget will provide support for any short-term strain. We have a comprehensive package of measures for households and individuals. They will receive CDC vouchers, SG60 vouchers, and USAFE rebates to help with their cost of living. And there are targeted measures like increased Comcare assistance for the more vulnerable groups. We are also supporting workers through investments in Skills Future, and those who find themselves involuntarily unemployed will receive help to get back on their feet through the Skills Future Job Seeker support, which will start later this month. We've also rolled out measures in the budget to help businesses. There are short-term support measures through corporate income tax rebates, as well as schemes to boost their productivity and competitiveness and to pivot to new markets. Our economic agencies are also engaging the firms impacted by the tariffs to better understand their responses and see how we can support them and assist them with any specific issues they face. Nevertheless, the situation is fluid and can change quickly. We will therefore set up a task force chaired by DPM Gan Kim Yong to help businesses and workers address the immediate uncertainties, strengthen their resilience, and better adapt to the new economic environment. In addition to our economic agencies, the task force will include the Singapore Business Federation, the Singapore National Employers Federation, and the NTUC. We will continue to monitor developments closely. The government stands ready to do more if and when necessary. We have the resources to do so because of the financial discipline and prudence we've exercised over the decades. In this new environment, Singapore must redouble our efforts to remain a key node in global flows and a trusted business hub. We will forge closer links with like-minded partners who share our commitment to open and free trade. The US may have decided to turn protectionist, but the rest of the world does not have to follow the same path. We will identify other partners to join us and work around this to ensure resilience and maintain critical parts of the multilateral system while laying the foundations for a possible new and different global system that can be achievable later. And this is why I've made the effort to engage and visit my counterparts in different countries. I touched base with the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer yesterday and have a few more conversations lined up in the coming weeks. They are all keen to do more with Singapore and to expand our economic cooperation, including in new areas like the digital and green economies. In particular, we will strengthen our collaboration and integration within ASEAN. Last Friday, I spoke with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. Malaysia is also the ASEAN chair this year. We agreed to accelerate ASEAN's integration efforts to make our region more attractive and competitive. A special ASEAN economic ministers meeting will be convened later this week. They will discuss further ways that ASEAN can work together to strengthen intra-ASEAN trade and to send a strong signal of ASEAN's commitment to regional economic integration. As a group, ASEAN will also continue to strengthen our links with like-minded partners in areas of mutual interest.